Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
So I spent a day, a whole day in my workshop, trying to create a wooden gear, trying to make a gear out of plywood, cutting it on my bandsaw, my jigsaw. And if you know anything about gears, they have to mesh perfectly in order for them to work. Well, getting two or three gears to work can be a little difficult. So I spent that time, that 10 hours that day, learning how not to make a gear. That's how I was kind of trying to look at it.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined once again by Fred Moore, who previously featured on episode 81 of Broken Bulbs, so be sure to go back and check that one out as well. As an entertainer and speaker, Fred has spent the past 25 years wowing audiences in over 30 countries. He mixes humor and magic with hard-learned life lessons to help people develop positive mindsets. And he says his greatest trick is getting to do what he does. But he also wasted a whole day trying to make a gear. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help, and enjoy the show. Fred Moore, ready to talk about another one of your broken bulbs?
I absolutely am. Matter of fact, I'm sitting here in the dark because I've got so many broken bulbs in my life. I should change that. I should fix that. Oh, it's the light switch. Never mind. It was the light switch.
How many Freds does it take to screw in a light bulb, right?
Exactly. Just one. I hold the light bulb and the whole world revolves around me.
I love it. Okay, so August 24th, 1994. Tell me about it. The last day you ever failed. Give us some background. How could this have possibly been the last time you ever failed?
Well, I'll give you some background. For those of you who don't know, who didn't listen to any earlier podcast, shame on you. My background is in entertainment, specifically a comedy magician. And now I've kind of moved on into the speaking world, still entertain while I do that. But at that moment in 1994, I was creating an illusion. I was trying to create an illusion. One of my hobbies is building things. I like to build very unique things because usually the ideas I have, especially for performing, they're unique because I've made them my own. I don't want to be replaceable. Nobody can get it but from me. So this idea I had, it had a series of gears that needed to work with each other. And I'm kind of a cheap guy, so I want to make stuff if I can instead of buying it because I have to figure out, well, is this going to work or not first? So I spent a day, a whole day, probably about 12 hours in my workshop trying to create a wooden gear, trying to make a gear out of plywood, cutting it on my bandsaw, my jigsaw. And if you know anything about gears, they have to mesh perfectly in order for them to work. Well, getting two or three gears to work perfectly can be a little difficult, especially if you're not working off a template. I was drawing it. I was kind of doing it. So I spent that time, that 10 hours that day, learning how not to make a gear. That's how I was kind of trying to look at it because I was getting very frustrated. It's like, it's like, all right, well, I'm learning how not to make a gear. That's what I'm doing. I'm going through the process and I'm learning, all right, this isn't going to work. So what do I need to do? I need to change what I'm doing and modify the plan. And then I'll try that and that doesn't work. So, all right, let's try something else and try something else and try something else until I figured out how to make it work. And that's when it got me thinking. And that's when the epiphany arrived that, like, wait a minute, okay. Most people would say that most of my day was a failure right there. Because, I mean, I finally did get to my outcome, which was making gears that worked. But most people would have considered that day a failure because I spent the whole day not getting what I wanted. But I looked at it as, no, I did get what I wanted. And there's a couple things that were in it. Number one was I realized that I wasn't failing. I was getting results. And that's that day when I clearly defined all this. This is like weeks earlier when I was making the years, but that day in August was when I clearly defined that epiphany. It was like, oh, wait a minute. Where as long as I get a result, I'm not failing. I may not be getting the result that I want, but that's okay. Right? You talk about this. You need 999 broken bulbs before you get the one that works, right? The famous story about Edison, Colonel Sanders with KFC, is supposedly he got rejected 1,000 times before somebody said, okay, we'll sell your chicken. And so the idea of trying something over and over and over again to get a different result, that's what it is. I mean, there is no such thing as failure. As long as you keep trying and you get a result, you haven't failed. Now, there's a couple of caveats to that. If you're trying to do something and you're trying to do it the same exact way every single time and expecting a different result when you haven't changed anything in those actions, then, you know, maybe you should stop. Maybe, you know, I mean, just that's, they say that's the clinical definition of insanity, is to try something the same way over and over but expect a different result. Yeah. And scientists know this. You talk to any scientist, and most of their life is failure. They try an experiment. Let's try this. All right, let's try this. It doesn't work. Let's try something else. Let's try something else. Like, for instance, when I was trying to make those wooden gears, I saw what the problem was. All right, well, this isn't working. And, well, maybe this is the problem, or maybe this is the problem. So I could change those three things on that gear, and if it still didn't work, I don't know which one was the problem. Maybe one of those things was the problem, the other two weren't. So I fixed that, but now if I changed those other two, those were working. So I changed one thing in my actions and get a result. And again, it may not be the right result, but maybe it's getting me closer to the result that I want. Now, the other thing is that I spent that day making those gears, but I didn't stop until I got the result I wanted. Edison didn't stop until he got the light bulb to light up. You know the old expression, if at first you don't succeed, right? Try again. That's what we tell our children. But as adults, what do? If at first you don't succeed, give up, quit. I don't want to try this. And don't put it on Facebook for sure. You don't want people to say, hey, look what I did. I screwed this up today. All right, bye-bye. it's silly. You know, we try something once, or if we try it again, we don't tell anybody about it because we don't want to. I don't want people to see me fail. But if you get that, if you change your mindset to it's not failure, it's a result. And as long as you're using that data, that result, to move you forward towards your goal, you know, figure out maybe what the problem is. It's like, all right, I didn't get the result. You know, I'm trying to lose weight, but I didn't lose any weight this week. It's like, well, maybe that bag of candy I ate right before I worked out might have something to do with it. So yeah, that day was when I discovered, all right, as long as I get a result, I haven't failed. And as long as I keep on trying, then I'm eventually going to get the result I wanted. One of two things are going to happen. I'm going to try something and then get the result I wanted, or I'm going to die of old age trying to get what I want.
Right.
And that may seem kind of sad to some people, but I'd rather live a life of no regrets than to be wondering in my twilight years, well, you know, if only I'd tried it one more time or tried it this way, I would have been a lot happier now.
Right. Yeah. And I like the idea of, trying it this way, right? I didn't get the results that I was looking for. What do I have to change? Do I have to change that bag of candy? Maybe I should have less teeth on this gear. Maybe it's not round enough. What if I use this material or that one, right? All these considerations and attempts. Whether you're doing business performances like you do, or some other creative project, is looking at the results that we're getting, what we did to get those results, and saying, okay, maybe I should change something in there. I love that. Of course, at the end of every episode, I love hearing what's working for you now. What results are you getting now from what you're doing? Tell us where we can find you and get involved with the work that you do.
Absolutely. Real easy to find me on YouTube. I've got a bunch of videos on there with productivity tips, how to save time, how to get more done. And the YouTube channel is simply fredonyoutube.com. I bought the domain name. Yes. It makes it so much easier than / /this943369fred at yeah, just Fred on YouTube.com. You can find my website is DoSoMuchMore.com. That's one O in the more, not two O's like my name, but because that would just confuse people. While you're there, too, you can sign up. There's a quick little PDF you can get that's on there. That's 9 things you can do to save a whole bunch of hours in your week, which will help you get more done and get the ever elusive free time back into your life.
Free time. I can't wait to have it, and I can't wait to have you join us again someday. So with that, Fred, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. When I introduced this broken bulb, I said he wasted a whole day trying to make a gear. The hyperbole was intentional. Often we think we've wasted our hours and efforts away, but we get to learn so many other things in the process of trying. I've worked on other podcast projects that never worked out, some less than others, but they've each taught me valuable lessons in planning, teamwork, writing, editing, and so much more. Special thank you to Fred Moore for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out all of his work, all linked down in the show notes. And if you want more Fred on broken bulbs, be sure to go back and check out episode 81 and subscribe, because we've got another episode coming up with him. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.